Welcome to the Dr. Jazz Hour, an educational and entertaining exploration of over 100 years of America's musical art form, jazz. This program is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chihuahua, Washington.
The more I want to see, I pay no Dr. Jazz in my dream.
On today's Dr. Jazz Hour, we're going to feature 13 jazz musicians from the great state of Indiana, the Hoosier State, home of the Indy 500. Let's start with drummer Jeff Hamilton, born in Richmond, Indiana in 1953, who co-leads a big band with bassist John Clayton. Here's that orchestra doing I Be Serious Bout Dem Blues in 1991. Trombonist J.J. Johnson hails from Indianapolis, born in 1924. You'll hear J.J. and a quintet playing Naptown, USA, a nickname for Indianapolis, on the 1956 album J is for Jazz. Bobby Jasper on tenor, Hank Jones piano, Wilbur Little bass, and Elvin Jones on drums. We are digging on the jazz of musicians from the state of Indiana on this Dr. Jazz Hour. Probably the most famous jazz musician from Indiana is guitarist Wes Montgomery, born in Indianapolis in 1923. Here's Wes on Mr. Walker from his incredible jazz guitar album of 1960. Tommy Flanagan on piano, Percy Heath bass, and Tootie Heath on drums. Songwriter, singer, pianist, and movie star Hoagy Carmichael was born in Bloomington, Indiana in 1899. Here's his 1942 Old Man Harlem. Organist Mel Ryan was from Indy, born in 1936. Here he joins guitarist Herb Ellis on Blues for Bernie in 1991. Big Sid Catlett was a busy drummer in the early days of jazz from Evansville and born in 1910. He joins Lester Young's quartet of 1943 on Afternoon of a Basseite, Johnny Guarnieri on piano, and Slam Stewart on bass. Thank you.
gives me Sunday headaches. I've got old man Harlem in my bones. He keeps me dancing till the day breaks, but that old man Harlem keeps me rolling on. He takes all your dough and leaves you skimping, makes you old and gray before you're limping. Old man Harlem gives me Sunday headaches, but that old man Harlem keeps me rolling on. Daylight gives me the shivers, Harlem did it somehow. Always having the jitters, should be used to it now. Lenox Avenue midnight gets me body and soul. Seventh Avenue nightlife gets my Saturday roll. Old man Harlem gives me Sunday headaches, headaches. I've got old man Harlem in my bones. My mama done told me he keeps me dancing till the day breaks, but that old man Harlem keeps me rolling on. He takes all your dough and leaves you skimping, skimping. Makes you old and gray before you're limping, limping, limping. Old man Harlem gives me headaches, but that big boy keeps me rolling on.
Thank you. Thank you.
You've got the Dr. Jazz Hour, and we are presenting jazz musicians from Indiana. Vibraphonist Gary Burton hails from Anderson, Indiana, born in 1943. Here is If I Were a Bell from his Departure release of 1997. Swing band leader and pianist Claude Thornhill was from Terre Haute, born in 1908. Here's his orchestra with Under the Willow Tree in 1941, vocal by Buddy Hughes. Pete Candoli was from Mishawaka, Indiana, as was Little Brother Conti, both trumpeters. You'll hear them on Crazy Rhythm from their 1957 album, The Brothers Candoli. Thank you.
walking down a country lane one morning, I met a fellow lonely and so sad. He said, "Pardon me, but will you listen? Here's my story, tell me if I'm mad. Underneath the willow tree, we sat alone, Marie and me. There she said she'd marry me under the willow tree. What a happy pair were we. Did I love her? Did she love me? There she said she'd wait for me under the willow tree. We carved our names upon the tree and promised to be true. But now she's gone and left me, and there's nothing I can do but wait beside the willow tree. Don't weep for me, oh willow tree, 'cause I'm gonna keep waiting for sweet Marie under the willow tree."
Thank you.
This last set on this Dr. Jazz Hour will feature three more musicians from Indiana. Bassman Leroy Vinegar appeared as sideman on hundreds of albums, born in Indianapolis in 1928. You'll hear I Walk Alone from his 1957 album, Leroy Walks with a Sextet. Dixieland trombonist Wilbur DePerris's hometown was Crawfordsville, born in 1900. You'll hear his band in 1958 playing Muskrat Ramble. Our last Indiana musician is drummer Harold Jones from Richmond, Indiana, born in 1940. Here he is on After You've Gone in 1990 with Gene Harris on piano, Scott Hamilton tenor, Herb Ellis guitar, Ray Brown bass, and Harold on drums.
Thank you.
Join us for another installment of the Dr. Jazz Hour, a program produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chewelah, Washington.